200 iwi and hapu claimants seeking customary rights to their foreshore and seabed are studying a precedent-setting High Court ruling. The ruling grants six hapu of whakatohia in Bay of Plenty protected customary rights and marine title under the Takutai Moana legislation, which replaced the controversial Foreshore and Seabed Act. It offers two types of rights to iwi and hapu who can prove they have exclusively used and occupied the foreshore and seabed since 1840. Protected customary rights allow for such things as launching a waka or collecting hangi stones. One of the lawyers in the whakatohia claim, Natalie Coates, explained to Mariana Johnson what customary marine title allows hapu and iwi to do.
Might, for example, be able to refuse permission for putting up a wharf because that might require a resource consent. It also gives rights such as ownership rights over minerals, not all of them, so there's still the nationalised minerals such as petroleum, gold and silver, but other minerals. It also gives things like provisional ownership over specific taonga tūturu that's found in the area, or consultation and particular rights in relation to the granting of marine consents, so relating to, for example, marine mammal watching permits. It's quite a complex array of rights that are defined in the legislation that attach itself to customary marine title.
Does that include fishing at all?
No, so rights of fishing and navigation, public rights of fishing and navigation are preserved, so the particular award of title doesn't touch those, either for Māori or for non-Māori or for the general public. So those are, or those remain as is.
So relatively narrow set of rights, but still rights granted nonetheless.
Yes, that's right. It's a relatively, well, it's a very prescriptive set of rights that attach based on the legislation. They're all set out clearly there, but they don't affect a number of existing rights, in particular those of access, navigation, fishing, etc. Yeah, you don't have the rights to prevent anyone, for example, from accessing the Takutai Moana.
And there's 200 other High Court Maka claims that are waiting to be heard. So from what precedent has this judgment set for those other claims?
Well, it's finally, I think, given a really meaty decision about how the law is to be interpreted, and we didn't have that previously. I think what it does show is that the strength of Māori interests in the Takutai Moana are such that they can meet the quite strict legislative test as defined. And what it shows is that customary title, for example, isn't just limited to really narrowly defined areas, but Māori held these areas over the Moana in accordance with their tikanga over larger areas, for example. I think, interestingly, in this particular case as well, it was the hapu of whakatohia that were centralised as the primary rights holder, not the iwi. That will be something, I think, for other groups around the country to consider when they approach their claims before the court or in negotiations with the Crown.
Lawyer Natalie Coates speaking to our reporter Mariana Johnson. Another hearing will be held early next year to define the particular boundaries of the six hapu who were granted customary title.